ליקוטי מוהר"ן, תורה כ"ב, page 67, it's written למד דלת, even though that it's 67. Don't know what's going on. Page 67, and it's written למד דלת. Okay. חבשוהו. In the left side, maybe 10, 12 lines before on the from the top. It's written Chavashuhu. They arrested him. They arrested him. Why they arrested him? Why you have cuffs on your hands? Ki onesh hagadlut utfisa, because the punishment on being arrogant is to be in prison. This is why you're in prison. You want to hear why you're in prison? Because you're arrogant. You want to understand what it means, arrogant? It means stupid. Because kol ha-mitga'eh chochmato mistaleket mimeno. Because everyone that is arrogant, his wisdom is running away from him. He becomes to be stupid. He's saying the most stupid things in the world. He's ruining his life with his mouth. He's saying only shtuyot. And he's ruining his life. So they're arresting him. It's called arrest in peace. So, כמו שאמרו רבותינו, like that, רבותינו said, זיכרונם לברכה, ואם הגיס דעתו, and if the person is arrogant, הקדוש ברוך הוא משפילו, so הקדוש ברוך הוא is humiliating him. שנאמר, ואם אסורים בזיקים. Handcuffed, it's when the person is arrogant. נמצא, now we can understand, שעונש הגדלות, that the punishment of being arrogant, תפיסה, is to be handcuffed, it's to be arrested. ועל כן חבשוהו, and this is why they put him in prison. אמר לאו, so he answered to them, רבוי סי, באו מיני, אוי באי מינייכו, ask me, or that I'm going to ask you, please, he told them, I'm not stupid, I'm not arrogant, why are you arresting me? He wanted to, that they're going to test him, if he's crazy, if he's stupid, חס שלום, because every arrogant person cannot answer, he doesn't have the answers. Because chokhmato mistaleket mimeno, because he lost his wisdom. Or that he's going to ask them a question. And if they won't find the ability to answer, so it means that he's wise, that he's not stupid at all. Ki ze yeh nisayon, because this is going to be the test. Im yesh li gadlut, if I'm arrogant or not. Az ra'ui shelo ucha la'ashiv lachem. Then what's going to happen is that I won't be able to answer you. כי כל המתגאה, because everyone that is arrogant, חוכמתו מסתלקת ממנו. His wisdom is, I said, מסתלקת, splits, leaves. Split? No, it's not a good word. It's a slang. This is where I got my English from. From the 32-inch screen. Yes, we had a big television. This is why I have big knowledge. I told you that my brother, he was bringing new movies with no
subtitles.
So we had to break our heads to understand what's going on in the movie. So you see, הכל לטובה, everything is for the good. Barolam knows. I'm sorry. You want me to lie? You want me to tell you a different story? You rather I'm going to lie to you? I can do that. I've done that before.
To us?
No, to myself. Ki kol ha-mitga'eh, because everyone that is arrogant, chokhmato mistaleket mimeno. His wisdom is running away from him. Bai minayu. So he told them, Hai man dekatz kufra, mai meshalem, I don't know what that means. Jonathan, do you know what it means? Someone knows? Hayman de cuts kufra. My meshalem, the one that cuts kufra. What he needs to pay? Cuts kufra meshalem. Cutting a tree. The one that is cutting a tree for someone else, for sure, if he's not allowed to cut that tree. So, what he should pay? Katz kufra. So, Rabbeinu is saying on katz kufra, he's not explaining the pshat. Kufra etz? Chaf kufra. Gozer, gzera, kilo, kotzet. Okay. He's deciding how much to pay each time. He's deciding on the bills on how much to pay from the debt. So mameshalem. So Rabbeinu is explaining to our limud hubchinat shepagam be'azut. It means that he had a lacking in the brazenness, in the holy brazenness. Instead of having holy brazenness, means that you want to know what to do with your life. So you're calling to your rabbi at 12, in the middle of the night, and you're telling him, Arav, I'm sorry that I'm bothering you. I have to know that answer. I have to ask you that question. I don't know what to do. It's called holy brazenness that you have to know. Like Rav Kahana, the Ganetute Puria de Rav, that he was under the bed of Rav because he wanted to learn the halakha. Because if you're not going to accept it, chotech etz. Okay. Like the first explanation, that if a person is cutting a tree, so this is what the explanation. So, if you're not going to learn from your rabbi how to be with your wife, you're never going to know how to be with your wife. You're never going to know. Everything there's halakha. Everything you need to accept from your rabbi. If you think that you can know something without a rabbi, you live in imagination world. It's called Lala Land. You don't know. And you're never going to know. Because you imagine to yourself that you can tell by yourself. You cannot know nothing. You need to learn how to be with your wife. You need to learn how to educate your kids. You need to learn how to put tefillin. You need to learn how to wash dishes. Everything you need to learn. And you can learn it only from someone that have the experience, someone that killed his Yetzirah, and now he's doing those things without Yetzirah. From him you can learn. So that person that he was cutting those trees, Rabbeinu is saying, "Hubchinat shepagam ba'azut." It's an aspect of a person that made a lacking defect in the brazenness. That he becomes to be rude, that he becomes to be bold instead of being holy in your brazenness. Kufra, hu bechinat azut, it's the aspect of that brazenness. Bechinat kolot, aspect of those voices. Voices, like we said, it's the prayers. That the person that he wants to be brazen, he have to daven. He have to go to Hashem Yitbarach and to ask and to beg. And to tell him, Borei Olam, I'm not leaving this field until you're answering my questions. I know one friend that he had horrible, horrible, horrible problems in Shalom Bayit. He told me that he had the horrible problems in Shalom Bayit. And he went to Sanhedria forest. And he entered to the forest and he told Borei Olam, I'm not coming out until you're answering all of my questions. 3 days and three nights. He was over there in the forest of Sanhedria. After 3 days, I saw him. Every day I was coming to do Sha'a. Every day I saw him over there, still, in the field. Wasn't talking to me, just talking to Hashem Yitbarach. 3 days. After 3 days, he had an illumination. Light came on his head, on his wisdom. He realized everything. He saw his defect. He saw his lackings. He saw exactly what that he's doing. It took him 3 days. And we're learning it from the Chachamim. Daniel, when he needed to know what was the king Nebuchadnezzar was dreaming, he wasn't supposed to be in the level of Yosef. Yosef, Paro was remember the dream. So he just had to understand the explanation, the meaning of the dream. But on Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar didn't remember the dream. And he said, I need to remember someone that's going to remind me the dream and to explain that dream to me. How are you going to do that? So Daniel, he was fasting and davening for 3 days and three nights. And after that, he had a sight, he had a vision. He saw the dream and he realized the explanation for that dream. And it's not only Daniel. Daniel is not coming to teach us on himself. Daniel, he would rather to be a tzaddik nistar, to hide himself, that no one going to know that he was exist. The Torah is revealing the tzaddikim, that we're going to understand that they were exist, not because that we need to believe in them, that we should believe in them to believe in ourselves. That when you see that there is a decree, that you see that you're in a problem, you need to fix it. How are you going to fix it? Going to a doctor that cannot heal himself? Go to a lawyer that cannot save himself? Who are you going to go to? To a therapist that is psychiater, that is more crazy than his metupalim? We said it, it's pshat. Who are you going to go to talk to? Someone that doesn't have shalom bayit, you're going to go to... I was teaching in Yeshiva in Bat Yam for women. They told me what did they learned in the Adrachat Kalot. What did they been taught in the Adrachat Kalot from a Rabbanit? They taught them things in Adrachat Kalot. I started to cry in the middle of the Shiur, I promise you. I started to cry in the Shiur. The Rabbaniot are telling to the women that if the women doesn't want to be with their husbands, they have to let their husband be with them and they have to smile like that they want to be with their husbands. And now I can cry again. Mamash, I want to cry. I started to cry. I couldn't stop myself. Rabbaniot are telling to women that they have to let their husband to rape them, to be with them, force them. This is Rabbaniot, famous Rabbaniot. I didn't know what to do with myself. I wanted to, Mamash, I was crying. I hold myself not to cry. It's rape, Mamash. You're allowed to force your wife to do something because you have needs, you have needs. Go to the toilet. It's crazy. People become crazy and it's from it. It's allowed. Let's be sick. It's not allowed to rape no one. To force a person. To your will. It's not allowed. You have a problem with your Yetzer Hara. You have huge Yetzer Hara. Go to the field. Because you're sick, you're going to rape me? Because you're sick, you're going to force me to suffer? You're sick. Okay, go and deal with your desires and stupid lusts that you're crazy in the field. Go and pay to a therapist. Go to consult with experts. Go solve your problems. And women need to smile. Because you're sick, women need to smile. Needs to, after it, to cry, to wet their beds and to cry, to hate themselves. It's horrible. And if you have that Yetzara also, you need to break your bones in the field. You have to run to the field and to cry to Hashem Yitbarach. I'm raping my wife. I'm forcing my wife. It's not allowed. Even once in lifetime, it's not allowed. How you can do something like that? How can a person do something like that to his wife? After pregnancy, women had babies and the husband, he needs to be with her. Are you crazy? She needs to sleep. She needs to rest. She died 3 months ago, 5 months ago. It's not a reality that people are going to think that they are so important they can force someone else to do what they want. So you think that you want to force her to do things that she needs to do? Who put you in that place? You want her to do tshuva, you want her to be tzaddika. Who put you? She's a person. She has the privilege, the merit to live. She can decide by herself. You're not allowed to force no one or nothing. Who are you, Paro? Who are you? You're a general, you're a police officer that you're forcing people to do your will. You want them to be tzaddikim, so you're forcing them to be tzaddikim? Go away. No one married you to be a ruler, to be a shalit, to be a tzorer, tzar. People want you to support them. People wanted you to love them, to heal them. From her father that was forcing her, from her brother that was forcing her, from people that were making her sorry all of her life. Now she wants support. She wants love. You have your needs. Go to the toilet. Go to the field. Go to the tzaddik, they're going to heal you. Tell Rav, I'm crazy, I'm sick. A person that makes people to suffer, he doesn't have no tikkun. If people will not be mochel to you, you have no tikkun in the world to come. You can be religious, I don't know in which way. You have no tikkun, no tikkun. Boralam cannot forgive you, and avonot that people cannot forgive you. Boralam cannot forgive you on things that you made people sorry. Until the day they're going to forgive you. How they can forgive you? If you force them to do things against their will, they can forgive you. You have to please them. You have to beg that they're going to forgive you. You have to do everything that they're going to forgive you. You have to apologize all of your life to pay back on the sorrow that you created for a human being. You have tzar ba'al lechaim. You need to have mercy on animals. You won't have mercy on people. On your wife, that she was so, she believed in you. And she was sure that you're going to, she was expecting you to support her all of her life. You were her savior. She was counting on you. You were her only hope. She put all of her life in your hands. And you disappointed her. And you keep on rebuking her and insulting her and fighting with her and forcing her. It's not exist. No kippah, no tzitziot, no tzedakot, no umma. Nothing can erase this sin. Nothing can erase it. Nothing except of tshuva. Tshuva that you're going to regret. Tshuva that I'm going to regret. That's going to puke blood in the field, that you're going to cry out all of your frustration to Hashem Yitbarach, and you're going to scream to Hashem to save you. To put in the heart of your wife to forgive you on your avonot. To put in the heart of your kids to forgive you on what that you done to them. That you were beating them, that you were cursing them, that you were calling them names to people. No one can forgive you. No one. Like that you're not forgiving to your father and mother. You're not forgiving. Don't tell stories. You're not forgiving. Why are you not forgiving? Because you've been hurt. So why you think that people are going to forgive you? They won't. Until you're going to come and apologize. And really regret. Tshuva depends on your regret. If you're not really regret and you just say, I'm sorry, I'm apologizing. They don't want to see your face. They cannot stand being with you. They hate you. They're afraid of you. We have to take ourselves, our tshuva, seriously. Rav Shalom said, my tshuva, my hitbodedut, and your hitbodedut, it's not the same. When I'm going to the field, I have a hard job in the field. Hard job in the field. You're going and you're metailim. It's a track, it's a trip for you in the forest, another hour in the forest. You're enjoying time. He said, I'm doing a hard job of tshuva. When one time I told you that, 5, maybe 6 years ago, Rav was walking here in the parking lot, he fell on his face and he was bleeding from his mouth, from his nose. He went back to his car and drove immediately to Shmuel HaNavi. And he didn't came out from the forest until he knew what he'd done. Why Bora Olam made him to fall? Only when he realized that, that he was wrong, that he sinned, he went out from the forest. Where are you going from the forest? If you haven't done your tshuva, what are you going to gain? You're in debts. You owe money to someone, now you earned something else, and you're going to buy ice cream for yourself. You're going to buy a meal for yourself. You're not allowed to eat. Until you're going to pay your debts, you're not allowed to eat. How can you eat? Someone is not sleeping at night and you're eating. You're not allowed to, if you have debts. We're not allowed to until we're going to do tshuva. This is about tshuva. I'm sorry, I love you all. This is tshuva. Tshuva is something that it hurts. But when you're doing it, this is it. It's not coming back. It's clean. And if you're not doing it, it's going to bother you for the rest of your life and also for the rest of the eternal life that you have. If you're going to have. Tshuva, it's a must. You cannot drop tshuva. Tshuva, this is the obligation that we have. This is Baal Tshuva. We're Baal Tshuva. We're not religious. We're not learning Torah. We're not Talmidei Chachamim. We're not Baalei Tefillah. We're not nothing. We cannot be. only, first of all, if you're going to pay all of your debts, then you're going to be a Baal Tshuva. Now you can be a Talmid Chacham, you can be a Baal Tfilah, everything. It's all bonus, it's all extra. First of all, you need to clean what that you spoiled, what that you filled, what that you ruined. After that, you're going to fix what that you ruined. Now you can build. And it's not hard. It all depends in the will. If you have a will and you want to do tshuva and you're more than ready to pay back and you don't care because you want to do tshuva, it's not hurting at all. It makes you happy when you find you're lacking. It makes you happy. You're running. As yivukash avon Israel. Then they're going to look for the sins, to look for something else to do tshuva on. What can I fix? What can I do tshuva on? What I was doing that was wrong? And you're happy, more than happy. I'm fixing myself. Boralam is helping me. I have siyata dishmaya. I see another lacking. Most of the people, tach enayim mirot, they cannot see. It's written in the last haftarah that we read. Hashmen leva amaze. Their heart's going to be fat. That they will not do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a curse that Boralam is stopping people from doing tshuva. It's a merit to do tshuva. This is your merit that Boralam opened your eyes, opened your heart to feel your lacking, to feel your mistake, and to go with it to the field. And when you're going to the field and you're doing tshuva, the fire of tshuva is burning all of your bed, all of your bed. And you're going to be higher even than a complete tzaddik. Because in the place the Baalei Tshuva are standing, even a real complete tzaddikim cannot stand in that place. Because they haven't stand in that difficulty of dealing with their lacking. It's humiliating to stand in front of your lacking. To know that you're vicious, to know that you're cruel, to know that you're violent, to know that you're mamash everything. That you're a liar. That you're pathetic, that you're worthless. It's hurting to realize that. But you are. I am. So I'm going to lie to myself. Dover shkarim lo ikon leneged enai. A liar cannot stand in front of Hashem Yitbarach. What is going to help me to lie? I'm going to lie to myself 70 years and then what? I'm going to realize the truth. And I'm going to embarrass. I'm going to be ashamed for eternal punishment. The shame, it's an eternal punishment. One tshuva, 1 hour of tshuva in this world, it's better than all of the pleasant, all of the comfort in the world to come. Mikol chaya olam haba. 1 hour of tshuva, the Mishnah is saying, Pirkei Avot. 1 hour of tshuva. It's not a joke, it's 1 hour, it's sha'ayit bodedut. The chachamim know those things. The exile, the galut, the people cannot see it. And now Rabbi Nachman came, and he's sharing with us the truth. He said it's a new path, but it's an old path. All of the tzaddikim were doing sha'ayit bodedut. Open books, you're going to see. The Chafetz Chaim, he was doing it bodedut 2 hours every day. If he lost 5 minutes, he's screaming at himself. He's, hey, where is your 5 minutes, Israel Meir? Where are your 5 minutes? He's judging himself on every minute and minute of the day. And when he lost 5 minutes, he's screaming at himself. Where are those 5 minutes? Open the Mesilat Yesharim. He's saying to you, Hitbodedut is Ma'ala Gdola V'Enyona Min HaKol. It's the highest level of them all. The Ramchal. Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lutzato. Mesilat Yesharim. Open Derech Hashem of Ramchal. You're going to see he's talking only about Hitbodedut. Only about the connection with Boro Olam. People don't want that obligation. They don't want to suffer dealing with their lacking. They want to hold their arrogance. So they're dropping Hashem and they're grabbing mitzvot, physical mitzvot. No, look at the tefillin, look at the Shabbos, look at the kashrus, look at this and that. And where is Hashem? You don't have Hashem. You have tefillin, you have mezuzah. You're going to receive, the religious people are going to receive gain on the mitzvah, on the physical mitzvah. But not on the faith. The Ari HaKadosh said, the reason that I achieved my level, it's because I was happy when I was keeping the mitzvot. It means that you receive two kinds of gains. One gain on the mitzvah itself, and one gain on your faith. How you were holding that mitzvah. If you were generous when you were donating the money, it's a huge mitzvah. If you were cheap and they forced you to give the same amount, it's not the same mitzvah. So it all depends in the faith, in where you're holding. So if you're holding that enod milvado, that you don't have nothing in your life except of Hashem Yitbarach, and that you want to even to throw yourself all of your honor, you don't care about your honor, and just looking for Hashem Yitbarach, you have a huge faith. Huge faith, even if you're very low. Very, very low. You're huge. On Avraham Avinu, we're praising Avraham Avinu that he is the father of all of the nations. He's the father of faith. He brought the faith to the world. Ve'yamen be'Hashem, that he believed in Hashem. Ve'chashva lo litzdaka, and it was count like tzedakah. The tzedakah tatzil mimavet. It's saving from death. What? The tzedakah that he gave? He doesn't written that he gave tzedakah. It's written that he was believing in Hashem Yitbarach. By believing in Hashem Yitbarach, you're reviving people. You believe in Hashem Yitbarach here in Jerusalem, and someone is waking up in New Jersey and he wants to come to Eretz Israel. And you believe in Hashem Yitbarach now when you're putting tefillin, and someone in Auckland, he wants to put tefillin. He doesn't know what to do, because where are you buying tefillin in Auckland? And he wants. And he starts looking in emails, tefillin, and he finds Breslev site. And he finds it in YouTube suddenly, and he's coming to Eretz Israel. And you've done that. And you've done that with your hitbodedut, with your faith in Hashem Yitbarach. All of Am Israel, arevim ze laze, were born together. How you said arev? Responsible to each other. If someone is not doing tshuva, it's your responsibility. It's my responsibility that he's going to do tshuva. How am I going to do that? I cannot talk to in all of the languages. Barely, I'm holding on in English. How am I going to do that? I have to daven on them. I have to daven on them. When you're davening, you're reaching the source. You're coming to Hashem Yitbarach, and you said, please, Bo Olam, help all of Am Israel. You cannot even recognize all of the Jews. You cannot even say, this is a Jew, this is not a Jew. You cannot tell. There is Jews that don't know that they're Jews, and there is people that they are Jews, that you think that they're Jews, and they're not. And they're not. There is problems in Giyur. If someone had a problem with his Giyur, and his Giyur been cancelled, so he's a Goy, that is walking between us. You have a Goy. Everyone thinks that he's a Ger, everyone accepted him. He's a Goy. There was a mistake in his Giyur, he's a Goy. Goy Lemehadrin. He's a Goy. We cannot tell those things. There was Nazis officers that dressed as convicts and came with the prisoners, with Jews, to Eretz Israel. And now they're here in Eretz Israel, in the Medina. SS soldiers, Nazis, civilians of Medinat Israel, written Jew, Yehudi in Eretz Israel after the war, came with all of the plitim, with all of the prisoners, and there was a boat to Eretz Israel. They went. And they're living here. Richest families in Eretz Israel can be one of from those families. And you can never imagine. We don't know the depths, how deep is the exile. We have to scream to Hashem Yitbarach. It's our only solution. Who are you going to scream on? Other people, scream on yourself. Scream on tshuva. When you're going to scream on your tshuva, Barol, I'm going to illuminate, going to open your eyes, you're going to see everything, you're going to know everything. When you're going to clean yourself, you're going to be clean, you're going to be able to see everything. You're opening, Barol, I'm going to open your eyes. You're going to give us a heart to feel, to know, to recognize, to hear Him. It's only by the mitzvah of tshuva. Only by the mitzvah of tshuva. Only. Not to let our Yetzirah to sleep. No, okay, I have this Yetzirah. It's a murderer in your house, this Yetzirah. It can kill you. You don't know. The Yetzirah. You're talking about angel of death. This is Yetzirah. The only peace that you can have with Yetzirah is to kill him. Like the Ishmaelim, exactly. You cannot have peace with them. They don't want peace. They want to kill you. No matter what you're going to give them, they don't care about you. They want more. They can compromise for now. Maybe. They cannot even do that. They want to kill you. There's no conversation with someone that hates you, that wants you dead. So the Yetzer Hara, it's the same. This is the source. There's no conversation with him. You cannot convince him to relax, all right, I'm going to give you this, you're going to give me that. No, he's not bargaining. He wants to swallow you alive. I asked Harav Shalom once, Harav, in Avodat Hashem, is there something that we should give to the Yetzer Hara, like Mayim Achronim Chovah, that we know, what's the reason for Mayim Achronim Chovah? There is a lot of, except of the Pshat, it's a secret, but except of the Pshat, that because of the Melach Sodomit, but actually the secret, the reason is because that the Yetzirah, he wants to jump on Birkat HaMazon, that you will not bless Hashem on the food, means he wants to ruin your Seudah. So this is why we're doing Mayim Achronim Chovah, and with the drops of water, we're removing a little bit from the Kedusha that we contain after eating all of the holy food that we were eating. The kosher food gave us Kedusha, gave us sparks of Kedusha. So now, we're taking water. With that water, we're dropping a little bit of our Kedusha down. And then the Yetzer Hara is like a dog. He's jumping on that. And now you're free from the Yetzer Hara to go to do Birkat HaMazon. And now, you took the Birkat HaMazon from him, and you have the time to say Birkat HaMazon, and he's busy with the Mayim Achronim Chovah. So I asked the Rav, except of Mayim Achronim Chovah, is there something else that we should give to the Yetzer Hara that's going to leave us alone? Maybe you're not going to learn Halakha. Maybe you're not going to go to the Mikveh. Maybe you're not going to do Shait Bodedut. Maybe there is something else that you can say, I'm going to give that to the Yetzer Hara, but I'm going to serve you. I'm not going to daven in a minyan, but I'm going to keep Shabbos and everything. I'm not going to... Maybe, I asked him. He told me, Mayim Achronim Chovah. Mayim Achronim Chovah, this is the only thing that we allow to give to the Yetzer Hara. And except of that, nothing. Rabbanan said, Mayim Achronim Chovah. This is for all of Avodat Hashem. It's not only for Birkat HaMazon. For all of your Avodat Hashem, what that you're giving to the Yetzer Hara, it's the Mayim Achronim Chovah, and this is it. And then all of the rest, you have to take it all. To conquer everything. Every detail in Avodat Hashem. And if you see that you cannot, you have to daven on that. And you have to ask on that from Hashem, Yitbarach, please, Bara Olam, I don't have enough Yirat Shamayim to go to a minyan, to look for a minyan, to want to go to look for a minyan. Help me, Bara Olam, heal me, help me, save me for myself, save me for my Yetzer Hara. I don't care about myself, I don't care about your Torah, I don't care about nothing. Please, Bara Olam, heal me that I'm going to love you, that I'm going to love the Torah HaKadoshah. Don't lie, don't beg, please, Bara Olam, I'm going to be a tzaddik, I'm going to guard my eyes. You're not there, you're not holding there. Please, Bara Olam, let me realize that I'm ruining my life, that I don't need to complain on no one except of myself. Let me see my responsibility to where that I'm holding. Let me realize how should I go out from that. Let me want to go out from that. People love sadness. They love it. They love it. It's the most easiest solution of them all. Just close the door, put Pink Floyd, and you can rest in peace. This is it. And you're dying slowly. Everything's wonderful. No one is picking you. No one is bothering you. It's poison. The Rav Kahana, 30 years ago, more than 30 years ago, he said, now there is a Holocaust. Told him, which Holocaust? He said, the fact that people, Jewish people, are married with Goyim, it's Holocaust. Rav Shalom said, every woman that is walking, not dressed, in the streets, she is worse than a Masrefa in Auschwitz. Than an oven in Auschwitz. She's killing more people a day than the ovens in Auschwitz. One picture of a model on a building, thousands on thousands of dead people. They don't want to go home. The wife, she becomes to be ugly. They don't want to be with the wives. They don't care about nothing. They have Yetzer Hara burning inside of them, looking at women. That fire of lust for women, it's the fire that is ruining your houses. This is the fire that is ruining, destroying, Zachu Shechina Benehem. Lo Zachu Esh Ochaltam. If they have the merit, the Shechina is between them. If they don't have the merit, the fire is eating them. Which fire? Fire of lusts. Esh Ata'avot. Which lust? It's the main lust. It's Ta'avat Ni'uf, like the Rabbeinu is saying. This is the fire that is burning all kinds of fire. All of the rest of the Ta'avot are just a result of that fire. You have Ta'avat Ni'uf, so now you're angry. So now you have to have money. So now you have to have honor. Because you have Ta'avat Ni'uf. Lust for women. And it's crazy. Because you cannot escape. Because you already have it. So what are you going to do? Have to cry to Hashem Yitbarach to remove it. Have to go to the field and to beg, Borei Olam, please, I'm sick. I'm sick, Borei Olam. I'm not going to dress up to in a costume to show you that I'm something else. I'm sick, Borei Olam. I'm chasing after shtuyot, after nonsense. After crazy things. It's crazy. It's toilet. It's crazy. It's filth. It's shtuyot. What are you looking up to? What are you looking? Shtuyot makes you crazy. Make you hate everyone and be angry on everyone and want to revenge and to stamp on everyone and to run over everyone and to hate everyone. Because the fire of lusts and desires makes you crazy. And you have to put water on that fire. It's the water of tefillah. Shifchi kamayim libech nochach pnei Hashem. Pour the water of your heart in front of Hashem. Borei Olam, I'm sick. Borei Olam, I'm crazy. I'm running after shtuyot. If you're going to think, we're not allowed to think even. If you're going to think about what you're so, what you desire, what you want. We're crazy. What do you want from this life? To satisfy yourself with shtuyot, with craziness. This is tum'at anachash. This is the snake. You have a desire for animals. The body, it's an animal. A person, he's looking like an angel and he's looking like an animal. In his neshama, he's like an angel. In his body, he's like an animal. If you have a desire for a woman, you have a desire for an animal. It's an animal. It's an animal desire. It's not human at all. A human being, it's a person that can force someone to do something against his will. A human being, noach lo lizrok et atzmo letoch kivshan ha'esh. It's more comfortable to him to throw himself to the fire than to make someone else sorry. A human being is thinking about himself when he's with another person. Mitzvat onata, it's her time, it's her mitzvah. It's her time. It's not your time. You don't have no time. You don't have no time. Shulchan Aruch is not letting you have no time. You don't have no time. You have mitzvah, pur, vu. Great. According to your thoughts and your kedusha, it's going to be your kids. If you want to have holy kids, you have to be holy. If you want to have crazy kids that are using drugs, Ritalin, from age of 5, you can be with your lusts and desires and crazy and like an animal. You're going to have animals running in your house. Demons, shedim, running all over the house and breaking things, and they want to go and to ride bicycles because you are crazy. In that act, you're creating your son. When you were with your wife, you created that son. Pshat, it was you and it was your wife. And your wife, you brought her to that place because you were supposed to make her happy. And if she were happy in that situation, you would have a happy boy or a happy girl. But if your boy is not happy and he's sad, it's because it's your wife, she is sad also. And you're sad, full with depression and frustrations. Why? Because you don't have faith. Because we don't believe that everything is good. That Hashem is good. That Hashem is educating us. That Hashem loves us. And He hugs us. And He's supporting us. And He's healing us. And he's rebuking us because he wants to bring us to the tachlit, to our tikkun. Because if not, you're going to be so embarrassed in the world to come when you're going to stand in front of the truth. Sof davar hakol nishma. Everything going to be hid. Besod event is ak mikir. The walls, the bricks going to testify on you. Piece of wood from your bed going to testify on you. Going to say exactly what you were doing in darkness, what you were doing when you were alone. Your neshama, mishochevet chekecha, shmor picha, mishochevet chekecha. You need to wash your mouth from the neshama that she's lying inside of the body. Your neshama going to testify on you. Your neshama going to testify on you. She's going to tell everything. All of your bad thoughts, all of your hirurim, she's going to testify. She's going to say everything. Nothing going to be hidden in the world to come. It's all revealed. It's all open over there. Hakol nishma. Everything going to be heard. Everything. Kol machshava, dibur v'maaseh. Every thought and word and action going to be heard in the world to come. The chance that you have, the luck that you have, the merit that you have, because of the mercy and the loving kindness of Hashem Yitbarach, huge mercy that we cannot measure, is to rebuke us here in this world. Because if not, the embarrassment in the world to come, nothing can hide you in the world to come. Nothing, you cannot do tshuva in the world to come. The regret is not helping in the world to come. Regret is helping only here in this world. This is the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach, is that He gave us mitzvah tshuva. Without mitzvah tshuva, this is it. You sinned. This is it. You ruined. Nothing can help you. Nothing can heal you. But with mitzvah tshuva, that it's an easy mitzvah, as hard as it's going to be, it's easy. What you need to do? To dedicate time and to regret? You regret already. You just need to share it with Hashem. You just need to open your mouth and to start talking. Every one of us are full with regret. Even it's written in the Pasuk, Reshaim Mele'e Charatot. Even the Reshaim Dar Mele'e Charatot. So for sure, a Baal Tshuva is full with regrets. Just need to share, open your mouth, go to the field, you're going to see how many Diburim you're going to find in the field. You say, what I'm going to talk about with Hashem? Go to the field, the king is in the field, he's going to give you the Diburim. Diburim are not yours. Hashem is giving. Hashem, Sfatai Tiftach. Hashem, please open my mouth. Daven, to do tshuva. Please, Bar Olam, let me do tshuva. Let me confess. Let me admit. Let me deal with my lackings. Please, Bar Olam. If you're doing that, it's going to be like a, how you say, Secher? That is opening in one moment. Like I told you once, Rav Shalom said, I talked to him about it today. He said that when a person he's having all of his up and downs in life, it's before of the process of tshuva. We haven't started the process of tshuva yet, us. The process of the tshuva going to start only after you're going to learn how to go down and to hold with your happiness even when you're going down. All of those up and downs that we have in our life, it's just to test us. If we are happy. If you're happy, now you can start doing tshuva. Because tshuva is going to make you cry. Tshuva is going to break you. A real tshuva, tshuva shlema, going to break you to parts. This is why they're not letting you even still to deal with your lacking, with your damage. This is why you don't understand what it means to sin. They don't let you feel. They're saving you from realizing what that you've done. They're protecting you from that horrible sorrow of dealing with the damage that you caused. This is why you're blind. And you need to thank Hashem. Thank you that I'm blind. I cannot deal with the damage that I made. Thank you. And they're saving you from that. From dealing. Because you don't have the vessels. Because you're falling into sadness. And with such a huge amount of sadness, you cannot deal. But when they're going to see that you are always standing up back, and that you're not giving up, never, and Yehush, and you're always happy, even if you're falling down, you're happy, even if you're canceling Limud Torah, you're happy, even if you cannot daven like you should, you're happy, even if your wife is rebuking you, you still love her, if your kids are not listening to you, and they're rebuking you, and you still love them, and hug them, and support them, and you're a happy person, you're a tzaddik, then you're capable of doing tshuva, then they're going to break you, they're going to crush you, then you're going to cry. one time like you should, and you're going to clean it all with tshuva shlema. This is tshuva. All of what we are doing in life now, all of those up and downs, is just to build the vessels to deal with the tshuva, with the regret. To deal with what that we've done, with what that we're doing still today. It's not tshuva. We're building the vessels for tshuva. To learn how to deal, to stand up in front of the truth and to accept it. You're right. What can I do? I sinned. I'm sorry. This is the only thing that you should say. I'm sorry. It doesn't cost you nothing to say, I'm sorry. I'm apologizing. What's going to take? From your honor? It all belongs to Hashem. Which honor you have? An honorable person, Ezeu Mechubad, Hamchabed et Abriyot. It's the one that honors others. You want to be honorable? Honor people. Honor your wife. Honor your wife. Tell her, I'm sorry that I offended you so many thousand times in my life, rebuked you, was so arrogant, rebuking you, hurting your feelings. If you're just going to open your mouth like that from a point of truth, she's going to be so grateful that she won't let you stop, complete your sentences. She's going to be so ashamed that you are doing tshuva now. She's going to be so embarrassed that you're doing tshuva. She will not know what to do. She's going to say, oh, shtuyot, everything is okay. I'm sorry. No, you don't need to. And you're going to cry more. So what? It's the truth. You hurt a person. You hurt a human being. Because it's your wife, so it's allowed. Adrabah, it's your wife, so it's not allowed. It's even worse. The one that we're counting on you, that put all of her life, her neshama, her body, everything she gave you. Everything. We have to do tshuva. We're not allowed to avoid tshuva. What are we gaining if we were dropping the main thing that caused tshuva? Tshuva me'ahava, tshuva out of love. Bo'olam, I love you, I sinned, I'm sorry, I love you, I'm sorry. I was wrong, I was making you angry, I'm apologizing. I didn't mean. I was stupid, I'm still dumb, I'm still stupid, I'm sorry. I have Yetzirah. I didn't create myself with the Yetzirah. You created me and I sinned, I'm sorry, I'm apologizing. We have to be brave to go in that path. I know it's hard for me also. It's hard for Rav Shalom also. It's hard for the Tzadikim, it's hard. But we're choosing that and it's a very brave decision to go in that path. And you become to be a very important person in that moment that you become to be a Baal Tshuva. It's a test that only few people in all of Am Yisrael, in all of the world can stand in that test. Only few. Only few. Only a small group of people are real Baal Tshuva. Really can deal. I bless you all that you're going to be brave to take that. To take that flag and to wave to all other people.
Amen.
To go with that and to go and to share with people that information. We all need to do tshuva. I'm doing tshuva. You need to do tshuva also. Miyadem nigalim. Immediately they're all going to be saved. Immediately. All of Am Yisrael. Thank you very much.